About 100 students rallied outside the rotunda, demanding a living wage for the lowest paid employees at UVA. Organizer Dana Dennis knows many hourly workers earn well over the minimum wage, but she says a growing number are employed by private companies that have contracts with the university.
Even though direct employees will be getting paid the base wage of $11.30 an hour, contract employees can be paid as little as the federal minimum wage, which is $7.25 an hour. And now these employees are doing, in many cases, the exact same job as direct employees in terms of cleaning, maintaining the grounds, feeding the students.
Two members of the College Republicans Club, Liz Miniman and Kate Gaziano, staged their own counter-protest, contending a wage hike for the lowest paid workers would mean cuts elsewhere.
We'd have to cut spending at UVA in some way. That could mean increased tuition, lower financial aid, decreasing professor salaries.
Workers can always leave. They're not bound into contracts.
Supporters of the living wage then marched into the rotunda, where they continued to shout their demands. Eventually, 10 were allowed to enter a meeting of the Board of Visitors on the second floor, where, despite promises of good behavior, they renewed their chants and were ejected. A second group of 10 replaced the first in the fairly crowded conference room. When it was apparent the board would not take up their topic, that group also began shouting and was ushered out by security guards. The Board of Visitors talked at length about the lack of state support for higher education, the need to raise revenues to end a five-year freeze on faculty salaries, and to cover rising costs for student aid and maintenance of new facilities built with money from wealthy donors. I'm Sandy Houseman.